Hi, my name is Daniel Marks, and I'm owner of Exclusive Performance in South Florida. When the pandemic hit, I immediately contacted all my clients and explained to them, listen, every business is shutting down, including gyms, which is what I own. I own a private facility. We didn't know how long it was going to be. So I said, listen, we're going to create a contract. I'm going to have all you guys sign it, and you're going to rent out the equipment. The moment you rent out the equipment, it's your responsibility. If you know anything about commercial gym equipment, things can range anywhere from $100 to about $10,000 or $12,000 per piece of equipment. I also took a big risk having, you know, $5,000 walk out of the facility, $10,000 walking out of the facility, and potentially not returning. I'm also big on mental health for them. So for them being able to train in a community aspect or a community forum, you know, via video conferencing, and we have platforms like FaceTime for iPhone and WhatsApp and now Zoom and a few other platforms. So I just decided to move it all online over video and make sure that, you know, my clients still got a person face-to-face movement. It wasn't something that I would enjoy doing because I'm more of a hands-on person to person. I need to see what's going on in order to be able to make the adjustment and get you moving in an optimal way. For about the first week or two, people were very skeptic because, hey, you know, my house is dirty, or don't mind my dogs. I'm training and here comes my dog or cat running across the screen. I saw them become even more of a family. Some people don't have immediate family inside their house, so it was definitely a challenge for them. But seeing, you know, 10 or 15 people that they would normally see out at the gym was definitely a relief for them. We did this 6 days a week for almost 2 months. But I don't want this to go too long because I want them to return to a place that they miss. When we were first told that we could actually open our businesses back up, we had to follow, you know, specific guidelines and everything. I contacted them again and said, listen, we have 24 hours for all of you guys to return the equipment. So please bring it back, get it back here immediately, or you're going to be charged for the amount of equipment that has left the facility. A handful of people were a little bit skeptical about returning to being around people. We had to be careful with, you know, wearing masks and not touching things that other people are touching, making sure that our, you know, facility is extra clean, more clean than it already is, more sanitized than it already is. All of the weightlifters go by and literally shh, and then wipe down everything. It was nice when they all came back, they brought back all the equipment, and that moment of relief, wow, I'm still able to do my livelihood, and wow, everyone's still coming back. What I've learned from, you know, not only being in a pandemic, but having my business potentially close unannounced, I would have to say perseverance. During tough times, people do come together. People are willing to sacrifice being at home and training and working out with my own equipment. It goes to show you that there are still good people out there that, you know, you can lend something to and they can bring it back undamaged. And I know if you're going to do that, then we're pretty much coach and athlete or trainer and client for life.